You're coming along and on a pine tree by the road, and then I saw this road going out off of the main highway, and out there, a good distance from the highway, was these men waiting. And on this pine tree was this sign, Price Dynamite Shed. So I backed up, I went out, and I asked the man, I said, where's this Price Dynamite Shed? He says, there it is, out there, out in the woods, where they had chopped down trees and left the stumps. And the men out there laying blocks. So to get out there, you had to cross this, looked like some heavy truck had made two ditches. And then these ditches, they laid pieces of pine tree in there so you could cross over. My brother was, and the trucks were built in a straight body with a back to it for the driver. How I made it out there without upsetting the block, I don't know. But anyhow, by the time I got out there, here was this Thompson fellow with me. He had a load. When he got out there, the man said, no, I only want one load. Brother, that was a mess. So, well, we decided we'd each take off a half a load. We did. Well, one load, and Thompson says, well, just as serious as death. There's two places God forgot. I said, where's that? He says, the Bahamas and this place.
I guess so. You said you worked all in concrete. What other kind of work did you do in your life?
Mostly civil making. And then I put in over 19 years, most of it, well, no, with the lighthouse department, I worked piecemeal. And I was a substitute several times for keepers. And in 37, I became permanent. Then in 41, I won the front office and the supply.
Is that here in the Keys?
No, in Key West. This is in Key West. Now I say there, no, I didn't finish my story. I fell in love with the girl and mama, and this was her home. So I left roofing up there and I came down here, 24. I stayed here the rest of 24, the biggest part of 25 and part of 26. I was here in the 26th hurricane. In the 35th hurricane, I was up Mama River. I was on a schooner, 52-ton schooner, chartered by the lighthouse department. And I don't say this to brag about it. I was in charge of the working crew. We were chipping and painting beacons between Key West and Mile. So we found out the hurricane was coming, so we went up the river. So then, as I said, I worked for the lighthouse department piecemeal until I became permanent in 37. Then in July of 39, the Coast Guard took it over. I stayed with them as a civilian. So in 41, I went in front office and supply. I had a, you can say ninth grade, because I quit school in the ninth grade. But I had sense enough to know that I could do what I want to do. Of course, I had the learners I wanted along.